KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Hello, my name is Erilias Barron. I am a senior at Sunnyside High School. I go by he, him pronouns, and I'm super happy to be here.
Eddie, tell me about where are you from?
So I'm from Tucson, Arizona, born and raised. All my family was born and raised here, so it has been awesome to see my roots here. The culture is amazing. I'm fascinated with all the culture that represents us and is around us.
Tell me about how do you describe your identity?
My identity is important to me. I was raised by a strong single mom and an awesome, amazing Nana. And that has taught me resiliency in so many ways. My mom, we're a part of a low-income family, and we didn't always have much. So my mom really worked hard to get where she's at now. And that has shown me to never give up. And that has obviously transformed my identity and made me who I am today. And I'm super thankful for it.
So I wonder how your identity is connected with the Tucson community.
So I wear many hats in the Tucson community, and I'm very thankful for all the opportunities I've had. I'm currently a board member for a nonprofit organization called the Arizona Changemaker Foundation. And it's united in an effort to, aid, empower, and advance young leaders with the means to create equitable change, along with advocating for the welfare of their communities. I'm also an advocate for progressive policies. I've always grown up to know that I want to help people, and I feel that we need bold solutions for real problems that everyday people face. So my identity is constantly involved with that. And who I am is I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter for change. And it's super important to me that we create that change.
How did you get involved in these initiatives?
So a lot of people think that you have to be someone important or you have to hold titles to get involved with activism and advocating for things that are important. But you don't. You have to be somebody who is prepared to be strong, to fight for what matters, and to be the one who speaks the loudest in the room on issues that are affecting your family, your friends, and your community. So I got involved with this my freshman year in high school. I began canvassing, which is going door to door, asking people to help support initiatives, to help support candidates, or to let them know about resources that are available. I truly believe that canvassing is the best way to conduct outreach, and it's honestly one of my favorite things to do.
The last question for this interview, you just make me think if you would like to share a last message for those young generations that are up there and they're trying to find their pathway.
So I feel that we are in a unique time, a time where young people are constantly stepping up to the plate. And it's important that we continue this fight. We have no room to just sit back and relax. We have to constantly be in this fight. And I feel that the impact of this trend continuing, young people getting up, leading charges, making change, if that continues, the impact would be tremendous. And to the young people that are listening right now, I need you to know that your voice matters. Our voice matters. Every single decision that happens around us. And it is important that we make sure our voice is heard. We might not be at the table all the time, but we're going to make room for ourselves at that table.
Eddie, thank you so much for sharing your story, for your leadership, and also for all the amazing things that you are doing to benefit young generations here in the Tucson community.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.